Yes, I grew up in North Dakota, but I lived on a farm about 6 miles from town.
We didn't really talk about current events stuff very often, though, growing up. The first time I kind of identified, there were kind of two different political parties, and had to think about where I fell into that was when I worked for Ruth. And she was the one I worked for that was handicapped. And I was kind of like her girl Friday, so I'd come in and she was pretty much, in a wheelchair, but help her clean her house, help her to the bathroom, hang out with her. And she played NPR all day, and so she had the news going, listen to classical music. And she'd say, hey, Tristana, what do you think about abortion? And I'd be like, I have no idea. No one's ever asked me that before. And so I think she did a really nice job of not really putting her spin on it, but yet she just was like, well, what's your opinion? And that was kind of the first time I think I had thought, oh, I maybe should have one. So
What did she look like?
she was, well, she was tall, but you wouldn't know, but she had that tall, lanky build. She was beautiful, but she was beautiful in kind of like an olive oilish kind of way. I could see how she probably at some point felt very awkward. Like she had that kind of air about her, like a tall person who has kind of this body, it's just they don't know what to do with it, but graceful too. I'm trying to remember the color of her eyes. I assume they might have been blue. Everybody's has blue eyes out there. But maybe brown. But she was a child of the 60s. She was way more like 60s radical for North Dakota than my parents. Or that's the impression I got. She gave me a book, Our Bodies Ourselves. Just like the 70s, Which I was like, whoa, this talks about lesbians.
Did I have that? Is that in my
Oh,
room?
it's kind of black and white, and it's got kind of a rally cover on
I
it.
definitely have that book.
Yeah. She gave it to me, and I was like, "Can you do this? Do you need to okay this with my parents?" I had worked as a kind of a house cleaner for other farm wives, but we didn't talk like Ruth and I did. They just said, "Hey, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna go in the garden, weed it. You're gonna, vacuum. You're gonna do this. You can do that." And for Ruth, it was me helping her, but her also helping me. It was a symbiotic. And I remember that feeling of, wait, this is different. Pay attention. This is going to impact you. And it did. And I saw somebody that was kind of a lot like me. Maybe she saw that in me. Because I was that awkward kid. That, didn't see how she fit in sometimes in that world. And I think we just really connected on that. And she saw that. But she passed, yeah, and it was pretty sad. I wish I would have kept up. I think, that's always kind of a regret and hard to do. I had moved out here. I would visit her until she moved to Minneapolis, and I regret not spending more time. Or at least telling her. How much she impacted me. Should always tell people. Because she did. There's amazing people all over. That's the thing. There's even little small towns that you don't know even exist. And I was fortunate to interact with someone like that.